This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today for the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA. The Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Our correspondent reports that Bhutan Prime Minister Dasho Shering Thobge and the Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoah Kamikamika, will also attend the conference. The winter session of Parliament will commence today. The session will continue till the 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on Tuesday on account of the commemoration of Constitution Day. The government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi yesterday ahead of the session. The meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that the party has sought discussion on several issues. Ahead of the winter session of Parliament, in an exclusive interview to Akashwani News, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the House, taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of the Constituent Assembly. He appealed to the members to establish higher standard of decorum in Parliament. The full interview can be heard on the Surkhiyon Mein program on Akashwani News today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation in the 116th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani yesterday. In the program, Mr. Modi emphasized the role of young people in protecting the elderly from digital scams and assisting them in navigating the digital world. Stressing that the elderly are most prone to cyber crimes, Mr. Modi said, it is everyone's responsibility to guide them in understanding digital technology and its risks. The Prime Minister urged the youth from non-political background to join politics. He announced that in the next few months, many special campaigns will be organized in the country to connect 1 lakh such young people to politics. Mr. Modi announced that on the 162nd birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda in January next year, a special event, Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, will be held at Bharat Mandapam in Delhi. In a significant development, the National Consumer Helpline has partnered with over 1,000 companies under its convergence program to expedite grievance resolution. These companies span major sectors including e-commerce, private education, FMCG, consumer durables, electronic products, retail outlets and banking. The Consumer Affairs Ministry said the complaints related to these convergent companies will be directly transferred to them for online resolution. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh and Bihar Industries and Tourism Minister Nitish Mishra yesterday jointly inaugurated Bihar Pavilion at India International Trade Fair 2024 in New Delhi. Talking to reporters after visiting the Bihar Pavilion, Mr. Harivansh said that the glimpses of innovative and developed Bihar is being displayed at the pavilion under the leadership of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. The fair will continue till the 27th of this month. In cricket, centuries by Virat Kohli and Yashasvi Jaiswal have put India in a dominant position against host Australia on day three of the opening test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth yesterday. The visitors picked up 3 wickets in quick succession to reduce Australia to 12 for the loss of 3 wickets at the draw of stumps. The hosts are trailing by 522 runs with 7 wickets in hand. And that's the end of this news bulletin.